every day.
Take control toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI. Once again, it is 855-450-FREE. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian,
Daryl,
and Mark.
Got a little bit of an update here on Ed Snowden. I've actually been sitting on some Ed Snowden-related news pieces here the last several days. It's one of the many things we never have a chance to cover, because sometimes we'll start a show with a topic and then go off in all kinds of different directions. Mostly guided by your phone calls, because you can take control of the airwaves here at 855-453. In addition, we've got Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. And over the last several days, the news has basically been that Snowden is basically on track to be granted asylum in Russia. Now, Mark, before when we were talking before the show, you said you had heard that he had been granted it. I have been looking, and I had not seen that news.
So
I don't believe that is true.
Yeah, I think I saw a news article that has proven to be false. But I certainly was glad to hear the news that he would be out of that, what essentially amounts to jail.
At the airport.
You know, like a self-imposed jail. If he leaves the airport, he goes to a different jail.
Yeah, he's currently in the Chevron.
I don't think he can leave the airport. I mean, basically, you can try to fly off someplace. And
he can't go anywhere. He can't leave the airport on foot because he does not have papers. He cannot get on an airplane because he does not have papers.
He can't leave because he doesn't have papers?
He cannot leave.
See, I thought that he could leave, but he would just basically be signing his own incarceration.
Or something.
Yeah.
No, that's why he has not yet gone to Latin America, is because he has no papers allow him to leave the airport.
I thought they were afraid they were going to, like, the U.S. was going to shoot down his plane if he tries to go to Latin America or waylay it.
That was the original fear, but he also needed some papers. That's why the World Service Authority sent him the passport to try to help him with that.
Or at least they were intending to send it to him. I know they were working on doing that. I never heard an update on that story. RT has this update published today, and that is that invasive medical tests, a placement at a refugee center, and round-the-clock security observation are just some of the things that whistleblower Ed Snowden could face in the coming weeks if he finally steps out from the confines of a Moscow airport. Russia's Federal Migration Service, the FMS, can take up to 3 months to consider an application, which Snowden submitted last week. Although it is unlikely the 30-year-old American's papers have been lodged at the bottom of a pile on an immigration official's table.
It does seem unlikely.
Prominent lawyer Anatoly Kucherina, who has served as the go-between for Snowden, told RT on Monday that he is impatiently awaiting news that could come at any time, though declined to provide specifics. FMS officials have stated that an answer could be given within 1 working week, but say that they first have to identify whether Edward Snowden is who he says he is, as his passport has been annulled. And they currently know his name only from his own statements.
Okay, so this reminds me of basically something that I read in a children's book. Brian Lobb, who had advertised previously the book Libertania.
Yeah.
Great book.
He's got a story in there about the guy trying to cross into Conformia.
Conformia, right.
And the two guards say, "Where are the papers that prove you exist?" And he says, "I don't have any papers that prove I exist, so therefore, I mustn't exist. So why are you talking to someone who doesn't exist?"
Carry on.
Exactly. So,
it's really funny.
We don't know who you are because you've only told us your name, and this piece of paper with your name and photo,
it's expired.
It is no longer valid because some government said that it's not valid. So how do I know that you are who you say you are?
I love how a valid ID is only valid if it is within the dates specified on it.
Right.
As though that, because it has expired, that
no,
now you no longer
exist. No, his
passport
hasn't expired.
But they revoked it.
The U.S. government says this is no longer valid.
But that's the same difference. I mean, whether it's expired or not.
The date on there is still, it's still got a date sometime into the future.
The point's the same, though. It's some arbitrary diktat on the part of the government saying this is no longer a valid ID. Either it's them deeming it, as you're saying, or it just happens to go past its expiration date. I mean, who hasn't gone in with an expired license and tried to buy some alcohol somewhere? I mean, there's some people...
I've always maintained a valid ID.
That's good.
It's just because you have a valid one doesn't mean you didn't try to use one that was invalid at some point.
A lot of people have done this, though. They figured, oh, well, you know, this will still work. It's still got my picture on it. It still looks like me. Right. It's, you know, it's a government ID.
This piece of paper was a valid form of ID in my hands one day ago.
That's right.
Yes.
Now it is not. That's only the government can come up with crazy stuff like that, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Bureaucrats, I guess, in general. There's plenty of bureaucrats working for non-government agencies.
It's a question of whether or not you're obedient or not.
Right.
If you're not obedient enough, you don't get to buy your alcohol.
I had a similar situation when I was still living in Texas. I went to renew my vehicle registration, and Texas requires that you have insurance in order to renew or initially get vehicle registration. And I did not have my current insurance card, but I had the one that had expired a few months ago and the one that took effect in about a week and a half.
Mm.
Same policy number, which, you know, any normal person would then realize, oh, it's the same policy number, which means that the policy never lapsed.
Right.
Because if the policy lapsed, they give you a new policy number. The girl, and this was actually not at the DMV. There are grocery stores in Texas where you can renew your registration. And I went in and I said, I don't know where my current insurance card is, but here's the one that I just got in the mail that takes effect in about a week. And here's the one that expired in October. You know, can you work with this? And she just said, no, we need the one that's currently valid.
Okay,
Same policy. It's the same number. And she said, nope, can't do it.
Wow.
The first mistake is bringing her attention to the dates. So, you know, the bureaucrats are going to have a problem with it. Let them have a problem with it. Just give them the paperwork you have. Ask,
that's a good point.
Ask for forgiveness, not for permission. Because a bureaucrat's answer to, may I do this, is always no.
Well, it wasn't a bureaucrat. It was
they're still bureaucrats. Just because they don't work for the government.
Grocery store.
Look up the definition of a bureaucrat. A bureaucrat is not somebody who necessarily works for the government. A bureaucrat is a state of mind.
Mm.
It is a bean counting person that does not benefit from their own actions. You know, they aren't moved by the marketplace to be benefited. They're just people who are like, oh, check boxes. Yep, nope. Yep, nope. Bureaucrats work at banks. Bureaucrats work at schools. Bureaucrats work all kinds of different places. Bureaucrats a personality type. And it's bred, and it can be created in certain atmospheres.
So back to Ed Snowden, who is still in the Sheremetyevo airport. His attorney is saying that they are not sure at the FMS whether or not he is Edward Snowden. The application, if it's accepted... And Snowden is given the 12-month temporary asylum that enables him to leave the transit area of the airport. He will have to undergo a daunting medical assessment designed especially for immigrants, along with a standard screening for HIV and tuberculosis. He'll also be checked for leprosy and the rare sexually transmitted disease, cancroid. Russian health ministry officials say they are ready to administer the test at a moment's notice, but so far have not been asked to do so by Snowden. After Snowden registers his whereabouts with the police to avoid risking a $150 fine, he will be free to apply for placement in a processing facility for asylum seekers.
That sounds delightful.
There are no such facilities in Moscow, and ones in the vicinity have been flooded with refugees escaping the Syrian conflict. Elena Rabenia, a human rights lawyer who works with the asylum seekers, told Gazeta.ru's newspaper that most of her clients get offered a bed in a center near Perm, a city by the Ural Mountains more than 1,000 kilometers east of Moscow. But despite numerous media articles claiming Snowden would be legally obliged to stay at a processing center, his attorney assures that this is not the case, saying that it's up to Snowden where he lives once he leaves the airport. He doesn't actually have to live in a facility provided by the state. It's up to him. He could go to a hotel, for example, and rent a room. However, FMS Press Secretary Vladimir Vlokho said that it's a bad idea for Snowden to leave the airport at all, as his personal security cannot be guaranteed beyond its gates. which is an interesting point. I mean, once he gets out into the greater Russia, then he's much more targetable by CIA agents.
Spooks will get him.
Yeah.
855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I'm sure he knows this, though.
As bad as U.S. intelligence wants Snowden, so does Russian intelligence.
What's coming up? Free Talk Live.
I'm going to learn a new language someday.
I'm going to learn Spanish someday.
French someday.
Someday, I'm going to learn Chinese.
When it comes to learning a new language, what if you could turn someday into today? Because Rosetta Stone is now giving away a powerful free gift that lets you do just that. A free demo that lets you try the fastest way to learn a language. Today, we're giving away demos of our language immersion technology absolutely free. Call 1-800-924-6929. With the Rosetta Stone solution, nothing will stand in your way. No books, no rote memorization or translation, no boring drills. It's the breakthrough in language learning that over 20,000 schools, Fortune 500 companies, and U.S. diplomats rely on, because it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Claim your free gift from Rosetta Stone to turn someday into today. Call for your free Rosetta Stone demo today and see how easy and effective it really is. Call 1-800-924-6929. That's 1-800-924-6929.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want toll-free at 855-453, talking about what things might be like for Ed Snowden if and when he is granted asylum in Russia, which appears to be on track. It seems like something that is going to happen. It just hasn't happened yet. And RT.com is doing a report on what does it mean? You know, what does it mean when one becomes under asylum in Russia? We'll continue that story here in moments and also take your calls about what you want at 855-450-FREE.
Well, if the depredations of these big countries around the world bother you, there is a solution for you. Right where you are, you don't have to pick up and move for the Free State Project. I'm not saying it's not a good idea. That's a great idea. But there's another solution, and that solution's Bitcoin. Stop using their money. Every time you use their money, you are supporting the momentum of these fiat currencies. Specifically the U.S. dollar, but just as much the ruble and the euro and the rest of these. I mean, you know, no one's hands clean. No hands are clean out there. But the Bitcoin is a currency that is a commodity currency. It allows you to send and receive money on the internet. There's no way for them to have control of your account. Well, I guess if you're careful, you don't let your passwords out and stuff like that. The governments won't have control of your bank account. You have total control over your bank account. If you're careful, you can potentially be anonymous with Bitcoins. You can send and receive money anywhere in the world with Bitcoins. You can do it at a negligible fee to zero, depending on how you want to go about doing it. Bitcoin is a fascinating and powerful new tool for human freedom, and it's available to you right now. All you have to do is get off your butt.
You can do it all from on your butt.
Yeah, you could.
Bitcoin's a totally digital thing, so you sit on your computer and do everything Bitcoin.
Yeah, you gotta put away the online the vegetable patch page, the Facebook game or whatever that is.
Yeah, you have to do something. You have to take action.
You can get a Bitcoin wallet at blockchain.info. You can buy Bitcoins at bitinstant.com. Just go ahead. It's and get started now.
Ooh, I just downloaded the new Bitcoin client, the official one.
The QT?
Yeah. They've got a fancier looking intro graphic.
Okay.
Looks good so far. So 855 450 free. I love the blockchain.info app. It is so handy. I've got it on my Android, and I'm glad I do, because it is made it so I can easily accept payments from people. If I'm out somewhere, I can just show my QR code on the phone and poof.
That's right.
There's Bitcoins in my account. That simple.
I just used it last night.
All right. So 855 450 free. Let's go to Frank in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. We're talking about Ed Snowden and what it'll be like if he is accepted into the asylum program in Russia. Go ahead, Frank.
How are you doing, guys?
Good. Are you on a speakerphone?
No, I'm not.
You sound really far away. Go ahead.
No. No, I wanted to say that it's interesting. I think Snowden has some dirt on Obama, and nothing that he's released thus far is really new or damning to anyone, because people have been following the changes with regard to surveillance. And, you know, from the Clifford Chabon that was talked about in the 1990s, it would allow the government and the NSA to go into your computer programs and everything. People in the media that specialize in communications technology surveillance knew all about this. What is interesting is the fact that the governments under Bush could have prevented 9/11 because they had all of the NSA. Even back then, was recording all of the communications. And in a sense, that kind of shows the failure of the system and the fact that it was probably an inside job. That's not the point I wanted to raise. Snowden, in many senses, or in many areas, is very similar to the gentleman with the WikiLeaks.
And Bradley Manning or Julian Assange?
No, not Bradley Manning. I think Manning was downloading the supposed documents from the government.
Manning released all of that through WikiLeaks.
Yeah, but the point is, it was, you know, long before Bradley Manning was doing his things, Julian Assange was, you know, having difficulties and leaking and, you know, doing everything in a sense. But when you look at what has been leaked, it's kind of interesting. Nothing of any significance with regards to Snowden. What I find intriguing, though, is what he may have on Obama that would cause Obama to want him back and to even promise to the Russians that, you know, he would not be receiving the death penalty or he would not be assassinated or anything. To me, it just shows, you know, the bold-faced Janus two-faced line that the current regimes in this country have been pursuing.
There's certainly it's certainly true that that Snowden has other things that he is keeping under wraps. That has been announced by Glenn Greenwald, I believe.
According to Greenwald, but we've seen nothing yet.
If it was under wraps, we wouldn't.
Right, he's being cautious about that.
Well,
and
the point is, the gentleman that was writing for the Rolling Stones, his Mercedes C-Class coupe blew up and was killed, that had mentioned that he had that. I believe he had shared the information with Snowden. And the big story that he was about to break, you know, I can't think of his name. Is it Henderson or
Hastings? Michael Hastings. It's the most interesting conspiracy theory of my lifetime. I think it's very, very interesting.
But I'm not familiar with it. What is it?
Basically, this.
Go ahead,
Frank.
What's interesting about it right now is that you have a lot of intelligence agencies around the world, including the Germans and the French and the Japanese, that are all very worried about their complicity in the NSA, in the U.S. data storage in other countries. It's kind of like having the illegal prisons that Bush authorized in foreign countries that can torture and do the extraordinary renditions and all that stuff, which is highly illegal under U.S. law and the Constitution. And the fact that this government of traitors in Washington is allowing these illegalities to occur, as they have for the last 12 years, just shows how rotten the system is. And I think it's
no doubt
for people to stand up.
Thank you, Frank. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. Now, what's this Hastings thing, Mark, this conspiracy? What now?
So he's some kind of journalist. I couldn't say, you know, I don't know the specifics. I don't have anything in front of me. You're catching me flat-footed, right? But he basically had uncovered some kind of government secret. He was going to blow the biggest government corruption story of his life. His friends noticed that he was in some kind of unusual panic before he died. Before his death, he said, "They're after me. I'm going into hiding for a while." His car blew up in the middle of the road while he was driving, sending the heavy engine and transmission flying down the street in the opposite direction. As only an explosion could do.
And apparently the FBI has been sued for keeping a secret file on Michael Hastings. This posted 5 hours ago by Russia Today.
Yeah.
So a reporter who said he had some really interesting information has been...
getting blowed up.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a really weird way. And it's just interesting how many stories are feeding the conspiracy theorists very, very well in the last year or so.
Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Well, I mean, there's all kinds of crazy stories. Daryl was talking about them on his show, of Liberty Radio, about, reporters.
Now.
I mean, not necessarily conspiracy, but reporters being threatened by the state, being forced to reveal sources, all kinds of stuff like that. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com. For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know.
GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You would like toll free here at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. And according to the FMS in Russia, the FMS is the Federal Migration Service. One of their bureaucrats, Vladimir Volkov, says it's a bad idea for Ed Snowden to leave the airport because his personal security can't be guaranteed beyond its gates. We'll continue with what's happening with Ed Snowden, the latest from Russia, where he's expected to be granted asylum at some point. And we'll give you more on that story here. What will asylum be like for Ed Snowden? That's the story that RT.com has. We are sharing with you here in moments.
Good prostate health means fewer trips to the bathroom, gentlemen. And PT9 from Chamonix is made with 6 natural ingredients shown in clinical studies to help your prostate. Allow you to have less frequency, better flow, the kind of things that one is going to have with a healthy prostate. And they've got a money-back guarantee. It comes with an introductory half-price offer of PT9 with a 6-month money-back guarantee. So give them a call at 800-543-5833. It's PT9 from Chamonix, 800-543-5833.
855-450-FREE is our number. Whether you want to talk about Ed Snowden or whatever might happen to be on your mind, continuing now with the RT story about what it might be like for Ed Snowden. They're saying that he could check into some sort of government asylum processing facility, but he doesn't have to. So he could do that, but he could just go out on his own and, you know, get a hotel room or go to some secret location, and, you know, who knows what it is that he's been negotiating here, because as the FMS points out, once he's out of the airport, anything can happen. I mean, who knows what kind of government spooks CIA agents might be on the ground in Russia just waiting for the opportunity to snatch him up. And so who knows what he's been talking about with people privately while at the airport about, you know, well, where is he going to go? I'm sure he's been considering this. He must know that he'll be a target as soon as he steps out of the airport. So, you know, how will he make his escape? How will he avoid continued detection by the CIA? And or what could he do to protect himself from being kidnapped by them? I'm sure these are all things that he's given careful consideration as he is in there.
Yeah, I can't even imagine. Could the CIA actually kidnap him in Moscow and get him out of the country? That would be quite a feat.
Well, Russia's not a small place, right? I mean, I don't know how easy it is to get in and out of Russia, but the borders are pretty big, right?
You'd think that that Moscow would be the best protected of the places from CIA agents, just guessing.
Why would it be hard for someone in the CIA to get into Russia, exactly?
I'm trying to think of what it might be like for whatever the new version of the KGB is to kidnap somebody from Washington, D.C. And it seems like it might be difficult.
Well, I don't see why it would be that difficult. I mean, all you need to go to another country is a passport, right? I mean, what's to stop someone from in the CIA from having a fake passport and then going into Russia?
I suppose
and
it's possible.
Waiting around for Ed Snowden to show up. So yep. Back to the story here from RT. Even if Snowden does acquire a personal bodyguard and is heavily guarded heavily guarded flat in an undisclosed location, presumably courtesy of the Russian state, his future is hazy and the reality of it is likely different to what he imagined when he recorded his first revelations. A temporary asylum seeker, it's again a 12-month temporary asylum is what you're given at first, is allowed to work, but not to put further strain on the testy relationship between Moscow and Washington. Vladimir Putin said that no longer undermining the U.S. is a precondition for his asylum bid, and the former NSA contractor publicly promised to comply when he met Russian human rights activists a fortnight ago. Although Moscow is no longer behind the Iron Curtain and Snowden's PRISM leaks did not lead to the unmasking of hundreds of secret agents, the parallel that draws itself irresistibly is the Cambridge Four. Three of the top-level defectors, motivated by a sincere belief in communism, were welcomed into the Soviet Union as heroes. Divorced from their members' clubs in London with nothing in their schedule but the occasional lecture in front of KGB recruits, Kim Philby and Guy Burgess drank themselves to death in their state-allocated flats, awaiting a world revolution that never came.
Wow.
Don McLean settled in better once he learned Russian, maybe a lesson Snowden could heed if he is in Moscow for the long haul. Already, Snowden has publicly promised to study Russian culture, though whether he manages the 12-volume monarchist classic History of the Russian State by 19th-century historian Nikolai Karamzin, brought to him by Kucharina last week, will be the real test of his resolve. But even if Snowden copes more successfully than his predecessors and perhaps spends his time in solitude to concentrate on an autobiography that is sure to be a bestseller, there's a possibility that the most eventful part of his life is already behind him. Snowden is here because he has been trapped, said influential political analyst Fyodor Lukyanov, who edits Russia in Global Affairs. He said, quote, he will definitely not be allowed to carry on leaking data. In all likelihood, Snowden will have nothing to do in Russia.
So, I mean, Snowden's a Ron Paul guy, and I can only imagine that that's going to be a pretty tough life in the Soviet Union. You know, basically, he's given up life. He gave up life to give us the information that he gave us, mm-hmm. that, you know, showing that that the NSA is collecting basically all the data as far as, you know, what's sent to whom, when, or whatever on Americans and people around the world, everybody, anybody who might potentially be talking to somebody who's, you know, from out of the country. And I guess that's everybody all the time because we don't know where email addresses come from.
Well, as Frank pointed out earlier, it wasn't really a revelation for a lot of us
who
already knew that the government was spying on people. But for whatever reason, Snowden's release of this information penetrated into the mainstream media. And obviously he gave something new that hadn't really been come around, you know, given before. More details on the exact program specifications and all of that, his personal experience with it. But it wasn't particularly news to the people who maybe have listened to this show for a number of years.
And it's also interesting that Snowden has been charged with espionage.
Okay, I hadn't heard that.
Yes, he's the eighth person who has leaked information to be charged with espionage just under President Obama.
That's because nobody has ever been charged with espionage for leaking information before that.
There were three people before President Obama became president that had been charged with espionage for leaking information.
And they were all found not guilty?
I am not sure. But there have been eight people charged under Obama. So he's charged almost three times as many people as all the other presidents combined.
Because espionage is giving information to the enemy.
Yes.
Mm. Leaking is leaking. I mean, there's just different terms here.
Yeah.
You can't say because you put something on the internet that that's espionage.
Well, you gave it to a journalist, and the journalist published it, and a bad guy might have read what the journalist wrote, so therefore you provided information to the enemy.
It sounds like the Washington, D.C. people, they're always leaking something from a source. You know, the sources are constantly guilty of espionage then.
Well, right. I'm surprised they haven't gone after Glenn Greenwald.
Because they could under these rules, but right. have yet to go after a journalist.
Well, and so... Sure, Brad Manning. We can talk about Brad Manning here in a little bit, but Ed Snowden, he may have already given other things to Glenn Greenwald. So if he's agreeing to Putin to say, oh yeah, I won't release anything else, well, maybe that's because he's already basically handed it all off.
I would imagine he has at this point. Greenwald, there's plenty of time to think about it.
Yeah, and Greenwald is just kind of sitting on it and waiting to see what he wants to do with it. I don't know for sure. That's just speculation
on my
part. Just a
guess, but I would imagine if he's going to release it to any journalist, Greenwald would be the journalist.
You know, you were talking about this espionage terminology and what it really means. Well, they could always charge him with espionage and then change the charge at the last minute like they're doing in the Brad Manning trial. Where,
oh, my God.
Where apparently there's news today from, oh, gosh, what's the source? BradleyManning.org, I believe. Yeah, BradleyManning.org, where the judge in this case has basically allowed for the charges to be modified post arguments in the trial, meaning that the defense and the prosecution, they both rested, they've both gone through the motions of the trial, and that's that. And then right toward the very end, the judge changing things.
Right before closing arguments is when some charges were modified.
Well, I suppose that he'll allow she'll allow Manning to change his plea after the jury gives their verdict.
There is no jury.
Well, the there is.
No, he chose a judge trial.
Oh, just a judge trial?
Yep.
Judge Colonel Lynn.
Okay, he's screwed.
Well, he'd have been screwed with a jury, too, probably.
Oh,
855-453.
Yeah.
That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Free Talk Live.
Business owners, listen up.
Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a Z.
What's that spell?
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimer and Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Join us in Joshua Tree, California, August 9th through 11th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature films, panels, lectures, workshops, and fieldwork with leading experts, including Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Graham Hancock, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Laura Eisenhower, Jason Martell, David Wilcock, Doc Wallace, David Sereda, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. The conference will coincide with the Perseid Meteor Shower, and the Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Enter to win a free ticket at contactinthedesert.com. We look forward to seeing you in Joshua Tree in August for a serious look at mounting evidence that we are not alone. For more information, go to contactinthedesert.com or call 760-365-8371.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything that you want. Toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And joining you tonight in studio, Ian here.
Daryl.
And Mark.
And join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got archives, so if you've missed a moment of the show, it's no problem. Just click and download. They're right there at the top of the page, the last 7 days' worth you will find. Plus, if you dig into the archive section, you can find years' worth of the show, all for free at freetalklive.com. All of it over there, courtesy of, well, us. We want a free website for you, the listener, because talk radio websites always want a bunch of money for their archives and their features. We give it all away, so enjoy over at freetalklive.com. Now, if you do like the fact that everything's free, you may want to throw us a tip. There's the Bitcoin tip jar at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. You can send bitcoins or litecoins our way. You can also, of course, shop with us over at shop.freetalklive.com. Buy stuff through Amazon, and Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase. And, of course, the Free Talk Live AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. There are a variety of ways for you to help the show out financially, but it's all your choice. We appreciate you just listening if that's all you can afford to do.
You know, speaking of the AMP program, I was just thinking for a second while you were talking there that I wonder, you know, Ed Snowden's a, we were just talking about him in the last segment, Ed Snowden's a Ron Paul guy, right?
So I hear.
Lots of liberty-oriented folks like Ron Paul people have listened to Free Talk Live. I wonder if we've been touched by greatness in this way that, like, Ed Snowden might have listened to Free Talk Live.
Who knows?
It's possible, right? Like, you know, maybe he got some of his courage was
bolstered.
He worked
for the NSA. He listened to everything.
Well, that's not true. He could pick what he – basically what he was saying is they can choose to listen to, monitor anybody doing whatever.
Right.
Basically.
So I was just wondering if in any way the, you know, amplifiers had managed to get Free Talk Live into the ears of Ed Snowden.
Who knows? He certainly didn't call us with an exclusive interview, Mark.
No. He didn't.
So,
Glenn Greenwald's a journalist. We're commentators.
Right. There was a great video that I didn't get a chance to watch all of online on YouTube about Bradley Manning, where they got a bunch of people together, like Hollywood star types, to talk about him, and they kind of went down the list of, basically told his story in a very easily accessible manner with video, like footage of the horrible footage that he released, Bradley Manning, of the helicopter crew shooting people, innocent people on the ground. It was very good. I wish I had the link to that, but it's great to see that the people who support Bradley Manning are putting some excellent media out there in support of him and bringing the story to people who maybe had not yet heard about this, because the Bradley Manning trial isn't getting the same attention that Trayvon Martin did.
Right.
No.
And I'm glad you mentioned the video that was put out by the Hollywood people, because I had put together a video when Bradley Manning made the statement back in February explaining why he did what he did.
Mm-hmm.
I put together a video, so I'm going to find that and then post it on the Facebook page for Free Talk Live.
And also Twitter and Google Plus. Everything is posted to those three places at once. So we've got an update on Bradley Manning. We haven't heard too much out of his trial. It has been going on for the past several weeks.
It was an eight-week trial.
We heard a little bit in the beginning from Ingrid, who has been really the best on the ground at calling in to the show and kind of updating us. But obviously, we can't afford to send somebody there and report back on any regular basis. So we rely on you to keep us in the loop.
Well,
in this case,
you know, if you did have somebody down there to cover the trial, mm-hmm. they would have been subjected to having military police walking behind them, reading over their shoulder to see what they're typing into their laptops.
Really? That's true.
Yes.
Yes, that was happening.
But they weren't allowed to type certain things, or what?
It was just sort of a chilling effect.
I see.
It's hard to say what was, you know, happening.
But well, there's certainly
that was occurring.
There's certainly been a chilling effect on the freedom of media in this country, and I'd like to come back around to that topic here in a moment. I have a related story, and I know, Daryl, you might be able to recount a couple things from your show this weekend, which were also related to the press and the media being oppressed in this country. Bradley Manning.org is the website here with this story. We're not going to share the whole thing with you because it's pretty lengthy, but just to give you an idea of what happened here at the very end of his trial. The story was published yesterday. The government has pushed this case beyond the bounds of legal propriety. This according to defense attorney David Coombs in legal filings last week. He said, if the government meant information, it should have charged information. 2 years ago, Army PFC Bradley Manning was charged with 5 counts of stealing government property. In violation of federal statute 18 U.S.C. 641, he faces 21 total charges for providing WikiLeaks with classified information at the court-martial entering its final stage. After the government rests its case against PFC Manning, defense lawyer David Coombs detailed how the evidence presented did not support those 5 18 U.S.C. 641 charges. He appealed to military judge Colonel Denise Lind to dismiss them outright. However, she let them stand. Shockingly, she then stepped away from her role as the finder of fact and into a clearly partisan role by allowing the government to significantly alter its charges on July 24th, long after all legal arguments had been made. Coombs declared that because all of these critical clarifications are coming after 8 weeks of testimony, and because these offenses carry with them 50 years of potential imprisonment, and because the defense was actually misled by the charge sheet, the defense requests that this court declare a mistrial as to the Section 641 offenses. This move by Judge Lind allowed the prosecution to switch its theory, alleging now that Manning stole portions of databases instead of the entire databases themselves. The change is for the Iraq and Afghanistan war logs and the global address list. The evidence clearly shows that Manning downloaded Iraq and Afghanistan significant activity reports, not the entire combined information data network exchange databases, which included far more and far more sensitive documents.
Right. And this is one of the real issues here is that much of the stuff that Manning's charged with, maybe all of it, would not have been called secret 10 years ago. The fact is the government has gotten very, very rapacious when it comes to just calling everything secrets.
Hmm.
So when you call everything a secret, how in the world can a democracy function? Now, I understand, you know, everybody's out there screaming, it's a republic, whatever. How can a republic function without information? I'm supposed to be the government. That's what I learned in civics class. I don't believe that crap anymore. But the idea is that each one of us has a vote, and we're the government. We can't be upset with the government because we're it. Well, you know, here's some news for you. I don't know what the hell was in those logs. How can I be possibly the government? If I don't have the information, I can't decide whether or not Obama's a war criminal. If I can't decide whether or not Obama's a war criminal, how can I decide whether or not to vote for him?
Yeah, gold-ring background.
Just, you know, vote for it because he's not Hitler.
Right. Well, I guess I could just vote for everybody who's not in office.
Right, but if they keep all of that information from you, where do they go with classifying information?
I don't know.
Pretty soon, it's going to be classified as far as who wins the election.
The alteration.
So we had a secret election. We have a secret winner.
The alteration of these charges in this case is not semantic. Legally, it's substantially different than the original charges, and more to the point, it comes long after the government rested its case, precluding the defense from going back to question witnesses differently. The defense moved for a mistrial on those charges. Under the rule for courts martial 915, a military judge may declare a mistrial when manifestly necessary in the interest of justice because of circumstances arising during the proceedings, which cast substantial doubt upon the fairness of the proceedings. Judge Lind denied the motion.
Right. Now, so now the judge has to decide whether the judge was fair or
not. That's right. The same judge will decide.
Well, maybe she denied the mistrial because she's going to do the right thing and find him not guilty on those specific charges.
Maybe you're right.
And she modified to fit with what the prosecution proved that they proved.
Yeah, well, I'm ready to bet, and I'm certainly not delighted about this. I'm ready to bet Manning's going to get get life. I mean, essentially life. He's going to get so many years that it's effectively going to be it.
Well, there's the one charge, the aiding the enemy charge, that comes with life.
We're going to find out tomorrow, right?
Even if he's only found guilty of that, plus everything that he pled guilty to back in February, he's still going to prison for life. And not just a regular prison, a military prison.
It's got to be lots of fun.
For life.
So, Lind, the judge, denied the defense's motion for the mistrial. And the defense has filed a motion for the court to reconsider, which, of course, will be denied. Today, the judge announced the defense did not request oral argument on that motion, so she'll simply take it under advisement. The government has filed a response, but likely won't be able to see that until the judge has ruled. Now, again, the verdict is expected in this case as soon as tomorrow. I will put the details on this Bradley Manning story about the charges being altered on our Facebook, Twitter, and Google Plus. You can dig into this. We're not even like 25% through that particular article, so there's more detail there for those of you that would like it. We'll continue with hour number three here in moments. And this isn't unusual. I had this happen to me once on a trespass charge. The judge changed after all the hearing had happened at the very end, right before finding me guilty, changed the charge from a misdemeanor to a violation level offense, which would have been a totally different burden of proof, and I would have argued the case differently. More coming up. Hour three is next. Free Talk Live.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges start a conversation with your neighbor or your doctor or your family or your school. Now there's teachers and lawyers and business executives, and they all wear shiny badges and they all reject the state. Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges show the world that you reject coercion and aggression and oppression by the state. Shinybadges.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Hi everyone, I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission. A mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of a biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links, you'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.